रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 7 सुतीक्ष्ण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Far did they travel and cross the Mandakini in many a place and came in sight of a mountain that rose into the sky like a huge cloud. They plunged into the dark forest that surrounded it and came upon an ashrama nestling in the midst of trees, bending low with a welcome tribute of fruits and flowers. Garments of bark were here and there hung up to dry. A hermit was seated in it in profound contemplation with matted coils and dust tree. They knew him to be Sutikshna and touched his feet in reverence. Holy One, Rama am I named, who offer you my humble respects. Maharishi of matchless might of tapas, adept in the mysteries of dharma, I crave your blessings. Sutikshna opened his eyes and warmly embraced Rama. Noblest exponent of dharma, of protecting those that seek refuge in you, this ashrama is ever illumined by your presence. Yet, to the eyes of the worldly, it would seem that this is the first occasion you graced with your presence. Had you a safe journey hither, I await your coming to quit this frail body of mine for the worlds of light. Verily, the delights of Swarga stand in the way of emancipation. It was brought to me that you have been banished from the kingdom and have chosen to dwell at Chitrakuta. I would not miss your presence for all the myriad worlds could give me. Indra came here a while ago and said, your ineffable merit has won for you all the worlds on high. You, Lakshmana and Sita, may take your choice of them. And to him who thus laid at the feet of the Lord the fruits of his acts, Rama replied, holy sir, I would even win them for myself. I pray you select for us a likely spot to dwell in the woods. I know from Sharbhanga, the Gautama, that your wisdom and power are something unthinkable and that you ever seek the highest good of all beings. Thus did Rama pray of Sutikshna, the truthful and stern of tapas, even as Brahma would speak to Kashyapa. The sage was filled with boundless bliss in that Rama had granted him supreme liberation and cried, this ashrama of mine is admirably suited to you in every way. Fruits and roots, you can have plenty of them. Bands of rishis live hereabouts. But I have to mention you the sole drawback it has. Many a beast roams here fearless and with curious shapes disturbs the meditations of the sages. Rama understood the hint that the Rakshasas took animal forms and annoyed the hermits. He strung his bow in eager joy and exclaimed, my keen arrows shall pierce the hearts of such beasts, but I would be guilty of an unpardonable crime if I slew them here and in your presence. Nothing weighs with me so much as sparing you the least trouble or annoyance. If I should await their arrival here, I would have to be an idle spectator of their mischief, so it is best I kill them elsewhere. To which Sutikshna gave his consent, and the party repaired to a lake nearby, went through the evening prayers, and spent the night at the ashrama. The sage entertained them right hospitably, himself attending to their wants. Mangalam Kushalendraya Maghaniya Gunavdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.